Hi, everybody. Well, here we are again, another Monday BBS radio show. This is Creation Lightship Healing. Today is a healing highway. The date today is November 14th, 2016. Monday, so let's release the date from you. Okay, and again, it's recorded energetically. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, another energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And let's release a situation that you have in your life. It could be a trauma or something else going on, physical pain or something. And, well, let's first energize the light beam. That might be a little bit easier. So here we go, light beam activation. So bringing in peace to your room. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. So now we'll release from you a situation. Here we go, counting to 5 to do so. Just think of it now. But your thoughts are in timelines of the darkness, so when you think about it, we can release that. If you're in source energy in the present moment, nothing will exist there. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, I'll bring our co-host on. Are you out there, Ann, tonight?
Hi, Ron. Yes, I am. Hi, everyone. Welcome. This is the Creation Lightship Healing Show with Ron Amatron. Ron has a website, creationlightship.com. You'll want to check that out for tons of information, a lot of free healings, some healings you can purchase. It's a wonderful, wonderful website. We're happy that you're here. We have a lot of comments and questions, Ron, in our inbox. If you would like to ask Ron a question or make any comments or testimonials, you can send us an email to clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on the fast chat button on the BBS radio station page. And I would just like to start out by saying if you happen to have missed our Friday, November 11th, or Saturday, November 12th shows, radio shows, they would be really worth it to listen to those. And BBS has nicely already posted them on their archive. If you just scroll down, if you're on Ron's BBS page where his picture's on the right, just scroll down, and you'll come to Talk Show Program Archives, and there they are. There's been a lot of things going on this planet, things we can see and hear about and things we don't see and hear about, but that Ron has been keeping us informed about. So if you're interested in knowing more about what's truly happening here, those two shows are very, and actually the previous Friday and the previous Wednesday show as well had a lot of information on them. So that's it. And Saturday night, Ron, you ended the show with healing that is, first of all, unlimited, so we can go back and experience that anytime and as many times as we want to. But that was very, very powerful. And then you did it again on the Sunday call, and we have some testimonials about that. I'm going to start with, wow, we have a lot of emails in here. Thank you, people. There it is. First, Ron, thank you for the past weekend, especially the Sunday intensive. I received healings greatly needed. Thank you again. Second, here are the healings I am doing daily as you requested to hide my light. The mind-to-heart drop every hour. I send myself hourly email reminders. That's wonderful. The crown chakra alien cording release. That is a healing on Ron's website. And then they add, there is a tab for body energy shrink wrap, 60 minutes. I do it in the morning and early evening. She's doing the location space healing. I have this going at home and in my office. The emotional clearing and the empathic clearing, updated every day or as needed. This helps me to stay in peace. This is what I am doing for now and may add others, but feel this is working.
nice to hear people talking about different types of clearings that they're doing, and like the little favorite, you know, clearings, what they found. It was a nice little niche to help them out. That's great.
Good.
Yeah, because everybody has a different set of cards that they're given, you know. So some people might not relate to one of the clearings because they don't need it, where somebody else, they need it desperately. And, you know, so there's different things that people do. Some people are under attack more than others, or they feel more, sense more. And so that's why we have all those alien clearings that are free on the website on the left side. If you're brand new listening, it's under the free sample clearings. They're not really samples, but that's how it's listed. And there's about 10 of those on there. So it's very nice to do those. Just pick one, maybe once a day or something. Just see what happens. You know, you may not even think you need it. Just pick on one of them and do it. Do it before you go to bed at night. See what happens. So back to you, Ann.
Right. It's as I was saying before, we don't know what kinds of things are happening to us. And, you know, you've talked a lot about, and it's what you clear for us on the weekends, those alien energies like octopus and jellyfish. And it's, you know, horrible to think about, but it's a real presence here. And I was watching a show that's in another language, and I had to read subtitles. And a woman said, oh, to her partner, you know, you're not using your tentacles. Use your tentacles. It's very important. And he said, what do you mean by that? She said, you know, your tentacles of empathy and emotion and sensitivity and understanding. And I thought, oh, that's so creepy, but probably somewhat accurate, right, Ron? Because our emotions are really causing us a lot of problems.
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Boy.
I know. It. It's right there in black and white. Tentacles. Ugh. Okay, I have another email. Now, this came in on Sunday, so I believe this person was referring to Saturday night. Hello, Ron. As expected, I slept extremely well last night. No dreams. That infusion of source energy you shared with us on Saturday night's show was very powerful for me. I thought I was removed from the election chaos that has been happening, but today I feel true peace. Your explanations of the removal of source energy and timelines from Earth was very clear and helpful. A great calming of the mind. Thanks for all you do.
Yeah, thank you.
So again, that's that Saturday night show. It was really, really powerful, Ron. Okay. And you also talked about gave us another tool. The one email mentioned the mind-to-heart drop. So if you're a new listener, that's one of the many tools Ron has given us, and he always does the mind-to-heart drop for us at the end of the show. So if you stay on and listen to the show, you'll be able to participate with that at the end and then continue to do it on your own anytime you like. So you added, though, on Saturday, I believe, to also dim our lights. So that when we go out, people aren't seeing us as the light and trying to take that light and perhaps, you know, harm us or take some of our energy. So someone wrote in, took my usual AM walk, was careful about eye contact and smiling at any neighbors, gave a few non-engaging return waves only so not to be cursed, felt strong and clear. Thanks for the new tool to keep our spirits safe.
Great.
Okay. Now, somebody else wrote in, when I am on the now timeline and heart-centered, it has become so much easier to manifest the things I want and where I want to go in my life. Using mind energy is so much harder. It's like pushing a rock up a hill. Maybe we could talk about that one a little more, Ron.
Yeah, well, the energy has switched, and it's harder now to manifest the old way, which people were using to use their mind to create something. That's all law of cause and effect. And, you know, it's what people talk about in the New Age movement, you know, to do whatever they need to do that. So the energies are that you have used manifestation that way with the mind, they don't stick now because something here from source energy to have it stick to relate back to you again. You're going to find it very difficult to manifest if you're using the old system, which has been here for, you know, eons. So you have to now go inside to do your manifestations, and you're not drawn upon timelines to bring something to you. That's what can cause chaos now from a lot of people, because it used to work through their whole lifetime. It's not going to work now. And it can't work because there's no way to have that energy double back on you to get it to work for you. That's what it was doing. It was sneaking its way in through the 12 source energies that were just kind of like floating here on the planet, not doing really anything. It's just part of the manifestation energy. The dark side figured out the way to use it, and then people would normally connect to that energy, thinking that it's beneficial, not knowing it consciously, but it would be connected to people. And the darkness would bring that in, and that would be the glue to put you in the timeline. Well, that's just kind of one way to look at it. So that energy now is, half the energies aren't here any longer, the 12 source energies. And I'll be taking the rest of them away, you know, shortly, by maybe the end of the week here. Oh, back to you.
So, Ron, we've been hearing that a lot of people have written in saying that from the result of Saturday night and then again the Sunday clearing, they slept very well, they're feeling very peaceful, very centered, and yet other people are feeling a little, you know, thrown off, actually, not as peaceful. And can you talk about that a little, how we could somehow, some of us having different responses to what's happening now?
Okay. If you're not peaceful, that just means that you need to do some clearings to get rid of the densities that are inside of your energetic bodies. So that's all that it is. You're being connected to your own darkness. You need to just get rid of it. Back to you.
Okay. I have a couple of more messages about the weekend. Thank you, Ron. Much of the recent pain is much better. I was in a great deal of pain before the show. I feel like I can do more now. So that's good to hear. That actually just came in, and so that person's still feeling the wonderful effects of Saturday night. And another one, thank you for Saturday night. The healing Ron did on Saturday's show, taking us back to 2,000 years. Whatever he did helped me tremendously. I am so thankful for this. I wanted to shout from the rooftops. It was a great night to have had people listen to the show, and I can now send them to the archives. I suggest people over the years to listen to the BBS radio show. Saturday would have been a night they would really have woken up. Thanks again, Ron.
Yeah, and if you are going to send people to that, you should first do that 2,000-year barcode on the people, if you can at least get rid of some of that stuff off of them, so they'll have a better chance to understand what's going on. Remember, that was put on 2,000 years ago, and it would be put on people continuously, so you wouldn't have the energy of ascension coming to you. It would just be all darkness energy. So do that 2,000-year barcode, or have the people do it before they listen to the program. It will be much more beneficial for them. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Now, did you, you know, that was so powerful that it was hard for me to continue with you on the show on Saturday night to talk. But did you take us back in time 2,000 years? I think I missed that. Or do you not recall?
In a sense, yeah. I brought in the energy of Jesus at ascension when the energy shifted here on the planet.
Oh.
So that's what we brought in. That
okay.
Energy.
Wonderful. Thank you. Okay, we have a question. Someone is asking how to clear confusion. And I'm also having a brain issue, would like to use the special clearing. How can I do that?
The special clearing is for a physical problem, typically. Not always, but that's what I designed it for. So we have mental confusion. Well, have you done the mental clearing, first of all? That's the first one to look at. You do your whole lifetime mental clearing. Very possibly you want to do the barcode one, the mental barcode, that off of you. That's number second clearing, maybe. The third clearing might be that 2,000-year barcode one. You might want to get that one off of you. And then from there, for mental stuff, you got the pre-clearing, which is also the alien head connectors and satellite clearing. Oh, there's two clearings there. I'm sure there's a couple other free ones that you may want to do. We got the mind matrix. All these deal with energies external to you coming in to cause you problems. So, you know, you could probably do a half a dozen clearings for mental to release the stuff off of you. And it's hard to say which one is going to, you know, be the best. Maybe they're all going to add something to you to help you out. But you want to get out of that. And that's probably why you don't have mental clarity, because or confusion, because these energies are with you. Also, you could have maybe a shapeshifter with you. You want to get on the alien attack page and release shapeshifters. And also maybe get rid of entities that are inside of your body causing problems. So, you know, if you're in a place that's like a haunted house or something, or you go to locations, maybe 12-step programs or whatever. Maybe you walk by a graveyard. Well, you're picking up all these energies, you know. Well, you could be sane, we'll say normal, then you walk by these places, and then your whole life goes to hell in a handbasket because entities are hopping into you, and you don't have a clear thought. So that's what I think the person's talking about, is how do you get a clear thought? You know, and you might have entities coming in and giving you a mind loop problem. So that's the mind loop one clearing. I would try, you know, the free ones first. The connector, satellite, timeline crash. There's a few other ones there that could help out.
Yeah, well, alien mind fog. Did you mention that one already, Ron?
Yeah, it's a mind fog. So just do all those free ones. And then do the ones that, those are external. Remember, those are all external energies. So they're attaching to you because you have stuff inside of you which is internal, you know, because you're waving the flag that you want to have this happen to you. But then you want to do the other ones that I mentioned, mental body, maybe the barcode, mental barcode. There's a couple other ones that you could do too, you know. But anyway, back to you, Ann.
Okay. So,
Then after you do all those, okay, now that you have those underneath your belt, then do the IQ clearing. So you got to clear this stuff out first. Remember, you need to start clearing stuff in order to get benefit. The IQ clearing, it will work, but you want to get rid of this stuff first if you possibly can to have more of a benefit. The IQ clearing is a whole lifetime clearing. So back to you. You don't want to jump the gun on it. You know, some people want to just only do one clearing that they think they need, but they haven't done anything else as a prerequisite, or they don't know what to do next. So, you know, if you have a problem, you can always write something to CLS Questions at Yahoo, and you can bring it up on one of the programs of what clearings you need to do. Help yourself out like we're doing right now to help other people, too. But, you know, you got to do those whole lifetime of emotional, whole lifetime of mental, then probably fear clearing. People are in fear a lot, and whatever else you might be dealing with. But on down the road there, you do the IQ clearing after you have enough clearings underneath your belt to help yourself out. But you have to get rid of those programs in order to become clear. You just can't jump into one clearing and think it's going to help you because you have know, stuff that's laying on top of itself, you know, and things that you don't know about. You want to get those cleared out of you first. So back to you.
Okay, Ron. Interestingly, right before our show ended on Saturday, someone sent in a question I didn't have time to get to. You've, in a way, been answering this already, talking about certain suggestions for that person that wrote in about feeling confused. But this person asks, what is the procedure to get started on a healing? Hi, I'm new to your show. Thank you so much.
Yep, emotional whole lifetime, mental whole lifetime. Specifically, fear is everybody's issue here. So, a fear clearing. Maybe you have trauma in your life. You're very sensitive. Maybe a sensory body clearing. So just kind of see where you are. Trauma. Those are all big ones. And then from there, you know, concentrate on a few of the other whole lifetime clearings that you might need. By all means, do all the pre-clearings. So back to you.
Okay, great. Yeah, so, and also I would say to that person to keep listening to the radio shows because we're always talking about different healings and different ideas. And basically, you know, Ron always says start with the emotional body, the spirit barcode removal, the death barcode removal. And I also want to remind people that Ron has several healing bundles. And sometimes people are unaware of them, and they're really an amazing deal price-wise. So if you're not familiar with Ron's healing bundles, I'll just review really quickly, Ron, if that's okay, what healing bundles you offer. I'm just trying to find
out. Maybe you can indicate if you have it there, the name of the bundle and what's inside of it.
Right.
That'd be great.
Yes, and I do. And I put this all together on a document, because we had a listener recently who, you know, was a little disappointed. She didn't realize what all was in them, and you know, and it was, she started buying healings and then found that they're in different bundles. So I thought, okay, let me put this together and we can talk about it on the shows a little bit, and then we can always talk about any of the healings if people have questions about them. Does not want to open for me. So while I'm waiting to get that, I also wanted to say we mention often on the show that there's another radio station that we did a series of shows on in, I think, 2013 called CTR Radio. And there's a link to that on the right-hand side of Ron's website, creationlightship.com, and someone wrote in and said, I can't get to that anymore. Well, what has happened is that radio station no longer has the shows archived as they once did. So if you went there a while back, it is going to be different. What you want to do is go to the link on Ron's site, and right below the emblem that says CTR, you want to click on the word archives. And then when that second page opens up, click on the actual year, like 2013, and you'll see the whole list comes up. I checked it myself, and all those shows are there, and you can just click on them and listen. So I understand the confusion, because if you click on CTR Radio, it wants you to go to iTunes, I think, now, and sign up for iTunes. So it's not as, that's not as good anymore. But just click on the word archives. Okay, so I found that document. Okay, so one of them, one of Ron's many bundles, is called the Alien Freedom Bundle. It's four clearings to help us be free of alien energies. It costs $150, and it's lifetime. So you just buy these four things the one time, all four of them, and they're yours forever to reuse. And what's included in that is the Alien Blood Barcode Removal, the Alien Energetic Slime Body Coat Removal, Alien Energetic Web Coat Removal, and the abduction barcode removal. Oh, then a really, I won't read all of these. This is a lot of healings. But I will read this one because the mind matrix one is tricky in that when you go to it, it doesn't have the list on the website, unfortunately. So the mind matrix bundle, which is $200 for 1 month, has the orb clearing, the mind matrix barcode removal, the cellular mental clearing, and eliminate alien attacks, which is the monthly alien attack page Ron talks about all the time. So I think that would be an interesting one to talk about, Ron, but I just want to list the other two. There is a prosperity bundle, which is only $100, and it lasts for 3 months, and it has 2, 4, 6, 7 healings in it. Then there's the body jumpstart for $200 for 3 months, and that has 2, 4, 5, 6 healings in it. And the other benefit, major benefit to purchasing these healings are that once they're completed for the time period, you can add $50 to any of the whole life healings and have them as yours forever. So it's really effective, and you can really get a lot of healings under your belt. So, Ron, I wanted to say it might be interesting because I'm aware we have new people listening, mostly because you just did that expo in New York City. So can you tell people what the mind matrix barcode removal is?
Well, it takes away the programs that was put on you for all the different reincarnations that you probably have went through. It's if you look at the Akashic records, if you've heard about that, that's ingrained in the matrix. And each time you incarnate, you have a natal barcode, that's what we call it anyway, and that is programmed with how the aliens want to run your life throughout your lifetime. And inside of that, for what they're doing to you, it's when the events will happen in your life, maybe when you get married, when you have accidents, you know, naturally when you're going to be dying. So that's kind of what that's about. But it has to all do with the matrix, which is timelines. So if we just look at timelines now in the matrix, that's how they bring people together, these timelines of forced reincarnations and or timelines of each time you think of something, not a keyword, then you are on a timeline with that keyword and situations underneath that. So if you're like in pain, you're on the major pain timeline, and then from there you could be on a timeline of maybe stubbing your toe or hurting your elbow or you know, whatever it is. And there's other people on those too, so they're all connected together. There's a lot of energy there because you're dealing with pain. But everything is connected through the mind matrix, which is all duality. And with that, you're using your mind to create with. That's the mind matrix in a sense. You know, it's the matrix of the darkness keeping you tied up here, and it will keep giving you ideas on maybe how to get out of here or to find your way as a self-fulfilling prophecy when you start looking for something. But those energies now are going to be harder to tap into, because the source energies that allow them to go that way, to go from darkness into light, so as you think you're doing a creation of light, you're actually being connected to a timeline that's using the light of the darkness energy. And then from there, you know, you're connected to the darkness timelines. That's sort of what that clearing is, and it can help you get away from a lot of the matrix energies. Remember, it doesn't matter what happens now or in the future or more recently, you're still hooked up because you lived this lifetime. So whatever you have experienced, say, 2 weeks ago on past in your life, those energies are still with you, and they can be active because they can go from the external to the internal. And then on the internal, what you got to worry about, because you need to clear that energy out of your body so you don't get killed from having or die from having energies that are darkness in you making you do things. So that's your responsibility to clean out yourself with these energies. That's why you want to keep your body temple clear and, you know, keep the energy very high on it with source energy so the darkness won't take you over. And then I also mentioned about, you know, your natal chart has when you're going to be leaving here, we'll say, or dying. Well, that's why you do the natal barcode clearing. Natal barcode clearing is, death barcode. So the death barcode clearing is very instrumental on giving you your health back. Because that gets put on you. You probably have at least 3 codes to maybe a dozen. If you're interested to find out how many you have, you're the death barcode is like, you know, having a near-death experience or having one close to that. You almost die. Okay, that's near-death. They use that term because, you know, with people who have come back. So it's just kind of a goofy way of saying it. They should just say that they died and they came back to life again, and so it's not a near death. Near death means that, you know, like, that's to me like, it just doesn't make any sense to me, let's put it that way. And a close call, well, you actually died. You have a close call, you know, it's like, you could like say, oh, you're half pregnant, you know. So you just say what it is, don't beat around the bush. So a near death experience to me would be something where you came upon something and you could have died because somebody saved your life. But the people who have near-death experience actually die. So it's not a near death, it's a death, and they come back to life again. Anyway, you want to get those death barcodes off of you. Back to you, Ann.
Great. And the next one I was wondering if you could talk a little bit about, and it might be helpful to the person who asked about confusion earlier, and that's the cellular mental.
Yeah, that's another good one. So, you know, I guess if you're interested, we could probably maybe make a document. Maybe some people could help us out with that and to indicate what they have used and the order of that to have mental clarity. I know there are people that do the education clearing and the IQ clearing once a month. They do it all the time. They maybe have it on their calendar. And each month that they come, they do those clearings, and they feel much better. So remember, it's just the two clearings basically take away the false energy that you have learned in this lifetime, the lies, we'll say, that you're leading your life now. And, you know, you want to get rid of that energy because you want to change. So that's sort of what it is. It's all that energy of being indoctrinated. Those two clearings can help you out immensely. That's the education and the IQ clearing. But there's other ones, too. So if anybody else would like to maybe help us out, maybe we could put it on a document to send people what to do with mental clarity, mind clearing, confusion, that would be wonderful. Thank you, Ann.
Right, and I have a document now with the bundles, the 5 bundles, I think it is, 4 or 5, and what's in them. So if anybody is interested in having that, just for easy reference, it's all, of course, on Ron's website, too. But if you don't know that the bundles are there, you might miss it. So you're welcome to just send a request to clsquestions@yahoo.com for that. And then if someone has a good healing protocol for mental clarity, that would be wonderful. Ron, recently, I just wanted to remind everyone, about 2 weeks ago, I believe right around when you were just back from New York, you did recommend the IQ clearing, the education clearing, and the creativity clearing. So as always, we would love to have people's testimonials and thoughts about that and how it worked for them and even what kinds of things they entered to help them with those clearings. Someone asked, Ron, when we brought it up before, could we have a sample of the IQ clearing? I don't know if that would be possible on the radio show or not.
I don't know what I would do on that one, so probably not, Bill.
Okay. All righty. Okay. I'm doing clearings for someone else. Do I need to purchase a separate New Earth transfer for them?
Them, yes. Uh-huh. Because they're not you.
Okay. Okay, and as we know, that's, well, it seems like it charges you 1 cent. When I did it, that didn't charge me the 1 cent. But it's just about a free thing for you to do, and it's what we use once you've done a healing. That's your bank account for that to be saved in the light for you for ascension time. And also Ron has generously said we can, through certain healings, request all of our spirit energy come back into our bodies to help power us up. And you can do that through the light infusion, the special clearing, and I feel like I'm leaving one out. I think there was a third one. Maybe someone else will know and they can tell me. Okay, another same person said, also, I have been very tired the last couple of days and sleep like a baby. Is this normal?
That's hard to say. The last month for me has not been normal, so I can't really say if it's normal or not. We're going through a lot of stuff here, getting rid of the evil aliens on the planet here that have human bodies. So a lot of those have been taken away. Just a lot of battles going on, keeping the aliens off planet here. Well, that's about what I could say. Still hunting ones down, and we're focusing a lot on Antarctica right now. That's probably the main battleground that's happening. Looking at stuff right now there. We, you know, did a lot of work there a while back, a couple of weeks ago. And so now we're reinvestigating stuff. So if anybody heard anything on the news about Antarctica more recently, I know Secretary of State Kerry went over there for whatever reason. I've heard something about the climate change, et cetera, but there's something else happening. And I see things happening over there, but I can't really disclose them yet. But anyway, have you heard anything that they've talked about more recently in the last week about Antarctica? You know, you might give us a little paragraph of what it's about and where you found it. Maybe we can look it up on maybe YouTube or something. What word you use to find it. So back to you.
Okay. Somebody else wrote in, the Saturday night healing was like no other healing I felt. So powerful and strong. I was out like a light after the show. So my question is, was I sleeping because that was the only way my body could deal with this powerful energy you brought in, Ron? And it was so wonderful. Thank you.
Yeah, I would say that would probably be it, yes. Uh-huh. Because you had, in a sense, what was brought in was all the light codes for ascension. So whatever... those codes only come here during ascension time, let's put it that way. And so it's a way that the light comes in. I'm not really exactly correct at what I'm saying here, but we'll just kind of go with it. So at ascension time, before that, there's light and darkness on the planet. And most people don't know the difference, and they choose the light or the darkness because that's what they've been taught to pray to Jesus and everything else that no longer is here. And the deities and whatever else is out there. So people do that thinking they're connecting to light. And they can be wonderful people not knowing the difference, okay? So when ascension time happened back then, all of a sudden you get this blast of source energy, which takes all of that other energy away that you've been worshiping and praying to or whatever, you know, becoming prey to. And all of a sudden now it's strictly light energy and nothing else can penetrate it. that's how I would kind of bring that up. So on the show that we did on Saturday, I brought the energy again in. We did it a long time ago, and I just brought it in just so people could sample that. And, you know, if you're kind of like floundering a little bit or not doing too well, and, you know, all of a sudden that energy comes in, man, and it's like kicks butt. And all of a sudden you go, wow, this is great. And, yeah, your body could go to sleep because it's never had that much peace energy before, maybe in its life, if you haven't listened to the other program that I brought this stuff in with. So it's just wonderful. It's you know, you call it light energy, but let's just use the word peace. 100% peace energy permeating you. And everything else falls away during that process of when energy comes in. That's what I say. What happens is when ascension time occurs, that the light will turn off slight energy, and the darkness falls away. But just before that, this energy would come in to, you know, restore true light here, which would be peace energy. So it takes away duality. Look at that in a different way. Some people have a preconceived conception of light energy, and it may not be the correct term. But if we just change it to peace energy, you're inundated with peace. And when you're in peace, there's no more chaos. And when you're out of chaos, then your body can relax because it's so peaceful. Thus, we brought in that energy. So it's like the 12 source energies, but probably at full strength. Back to you.
Thank you, Ron. And I really see your point there. The word light has been misused, and it can be misunderstood, but the word peace is pretty solid and easy to understand. So I appreciate that. Somebody wrote in during the Sunday call when you started bringing that energy in again, I am seeing good light come from this healing. So that's good. And we had a couple of comments about clones. We like to talk about clones because they're everywhere. And lest you think you might be crazy if you come across one, we kind of, Ron likes to bring it up so that, you know, we kind of know what's happening. So someone wrote in, a male clone went through the self-checkout in a grocery store and received coins back. He held them in his hands and threw them on the floor. Like, I guess he was confused and didn't know what they were. And she says, I hope all the clones will do that. I'm willing to pick up those coins.
Right, yeah. Wonderful, yeah.
And somebody else wrote in, I suggested to a friend of mine, who I'm pretty sure is a clone, that she didn't need to declaw her cat. She just listened like she had never heard that before, then came back to work the next day with stories about how she clipped her cat's nails instead, and she was so glad not to have hurt her cat. But, of course, no acknowledgement, you know, that she was going to do it, and they just had that conversation. So they're interesting. Have you had any clone run-ins lately, Ron?
What I can say is, talking about maybe losing your consciousness or confusion, it seems to be at probably the checkout counters of many stores. The next time you go in to buy something, kind of watch the people ahead of you and just see how they're behaving before you, you know, come up to the checker, which probably is going to be a clone. But, you know, just kind of watch the behavior. And somehow, I don't know how to say this because I'm not sure that I'm correct at all, but, you know, on the dollar bill, you got all those spider webs up in the corners and the backside with a little alien creature with the tail sticking out on both sides. You can see that. It's very, very obvious once you see it. So right away, you know, that makes you allergic and wants you to get rid of all your dollar bills so you don't want to have any money because money is alien. So very possibly, you know, this when you start dealing with money, you probably have dollar bills that you're handing out, and it's an easy way maybe for those bills, I'm guessing, or the currency, you know, that you're using to be abducted with. So you might want to just pay attention, you know, try to hold yourself steady as you start taking out your money out of your wallet or something. Maybe a credit card is completely different. You might just do a test and, you know, buy something, you know, maybe for a few dollars, you know, and then, you know, buy a few things off and on, and then try putting it on your credit or debit card and just see if the energy changes for you. So, anyway, because that's the only time you're going to be using your money. It's probably going to be in your wallet or purse or something, but you're not going to use it until you want to buy something, and that's probably where they get you. So you're being used, you know, with the currency. So you got the current, right, of the ocean, and then you got the sea, you know, which is a sea. So you have current, waves, movement, and then you have the sea. So that's probably admiralty. You know, why do they use the word currency? Probably dealing with admiralty law, you know, versus maybe common law or land. You see, you have land versus the sea. So you're using the sea to buy stuff with, sea energy, because it's currency. Anyway, so back to you.
Okay, so we might actually feel better using our credit and debit cards over using cash.
I would think so. Well, maybe we could do a test. People could try it this week and get back with us maybe on the next Monday show and just see if there is a difference on it.
Right. Now, I remember going through a lot of my life, you know, up to maybe 20 years ago or 25 years ago, and just money was always the same. And then it seemed like they started changing the money all the time and making new bills and, you know, redesigning them. So I wonder if maybe somebody has some old money, you know, like from the 50s or 60s even. Did that have spider webs and an alien on it too? That money that we seemed, in my memory, we had the same money for many, many years.
The dollar bill, I don't think it's changed at all, has it?
I don't know.
Oh,
I think it has, Ron.
I don't know.
Remember we went through when they were colored? They had color on them?
The 20s have changed, and I think the 100s have changed. And so right away, that puts you on a different timeline.
Hmm.
So, the newer bills feel yucky, probably because they can be tracked, which means that they're probably emitting something, I'm guessing, I don't know. Whereas, you know, the older ones felt more like paper, where the new ones feel like they're activated. So anybody, you all can check that.
Interesting.
Maybe if you can get an older $20 bill, if you could find one around someplace and just hold it and, you know, see how it feels. That naturally is going to have a lot of energy on it from other people, but the new ones are trackable.
Yeah, because I remember thinking, you know, if you were one of those people that I like to keep their money in their mattress, as they used to say, you know, you almost can't do it because you could bring out some money from 40 or 50 years ago and people would say, what is this? I'm not taking it. It wouldn't look real to young people that are at a cash register or something. You could be in trouble.
That's a clone. That's a clone
right.
Box shit, you know.
Right. So, Ron, you told us, you know, over the past couple of weeks that the clones were being picked up, kind of, and taken back to, or by, I should say, the alien races that created them. And then you're kind of stopping them now and saying we're going to put spirits, kind of help these beings instead of having them, whatever, killed or made into slaves. But so someone wants to know or is asking, because I was talking about clones, I thought the clones were gone. So can you let us know what the status of that is?
Well, they're hunting down clones, yes. Not all of them are gone. There's still clones here. But a lot of places have different territories where the clones are no longer probably going to be around, or there's, you know, very few of them. Oh, you just look at your neighborhood. Do you have a lot of cars around, a lot of people, or is the population dropping? Oh, you know, just look at that and see what, you know, how that works out for you. Plus, maybe because you're looking, it may drop in some, move some from one state to bring them in from another, you know, just so you can see them, you know, when you pull up to the stop sign or something. But, you know, it is kind of weird to see things. Also watch how people are dressed and see if they're wearing different types of shoes or something. You know, maybe you're going to see some clones in your neighborhood, you know, maybe wearing cowboy boots or something, you know, which you'd see maybe a lot in maybe Texas or someplace, right, where they're, you know, that's what they wear every day. And all of a sudden you see these people that way. Where I live, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, I guess, or whatever, they dropped in a Rolls Royce. I mean, how many of you have seen a Rolls Royce? You know, hello. You know, they're very hard to find, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But sure enough, you know, when that was going on a couple of weeks ago, they dropped in a Rolls Royce, a black one. And, you know, very strange because they were just pulling a straw. They had to put some kind of cars in. They just showed me that what I was doing was not working. And they happened to bring in a Rolls Royce. I'd probably love to see like 57 T-Birds or something, you know. But anyway, aside from that, you know, the that's what they dropped in, which is very, very unusual to a town that has 3,500 people, basically, and middle income, you know. Back to you.
Okay. So, Ron, we have a couple of people having comments or questions about ascension. And one person, you know, I think we always have people, and I don't blame them, wanting to find out, come on, Ron, tell us, when's ascension going to happen? And so somebody said, if Jesus died at around 33, does that mean at the outside the ascension must happen before 2033 or thereabouts? It would be nice to have some kind of warning. Since you once thought it would happen in 2008, it's kind of 10 years overdue already. Thank you very much.
That's true. So I think we're actually going through a pre-ascension here to bring the earth back to wholeness. That's what we're going through now, and bringing back the energies of peace here. So that's what we're doing. I'm waiting to see the aliens get out of here so we can actually have a planet. And then at that point, things can change instantly, and we can do an ascension. And you may even be able to have a choice to stay here if you wish to. Anyway, that's kind of what I'm hoping for and looking for, is to bring the earth back to the way it used to be with all the beauty, instead of viewing these artificial matrix timelines. Remember, the matrix energies are here, the holograms, and get rid of the holograms, and maybe you're going to be able to, instead of seeing a blue sky, and maybe you're going to see something else out there. I don't know. They could be using the blue sky, you know, like the backdrop, and maybe there's something else completely more beautiful than the blue sky. You know, who knows? And maybe, you know, because of all the different timelines. I'll just kind of go sideways here briefly. How much time do we have left, Ann? Like four minutes, 5 minutes?
It's actually about 6 minutes of, and we end on the hour, or we end at five of?
Oh, no, we end at 5 minutes. So
okay.
I'll just give you a timeline for instance here. So let's just say that there's a bank. We'll just call it Bank of America because that's a common bank that's out there, and you probably all live in America here. So right away they give loans out to maybe have, you know, house loans, commercial loans for, you know, buildings. So they give all these building loans. Well, they're creating the timelines for that to happen. So what if, for instance, that timeline of all the Bank of America loans for buildings got taken away and didn't exist anymore? There was no foundation for them to have the timeline activated. Well, instantly, all the houses would vanish in the shopping centers or whatever, wherever else they put that energy into the timeline that they created. They created the hologram. Well, kind of like, you know, going overboard here, kind of out of the box. So what would happen? You'd be looking out of your house, and maybe, you know, wasn't created by B of A, but you'd be looking out at shopping centers and things that would not even exist any longer because it's strictly a hologram. What are you going to find? Are you going to find deer and squirrels and trees and chipmunks and everything else running around? I used to be here a long time ago. Wouldn't that be nice? Well, just think of that. Because you are looking at energies that very possibly are holograms. That's what happens when they drop a car next to you or a purse next to you out of nowhere. Hologram meeting with your hologram. Going to be in the real now. So anyway, we'll do the mind of heart drop, everybody. Oh, you need to say out loud, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And here we go, dropping down, I'll count from 10 to 1 backwards. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. And 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, everybody, thank you. Blessings. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, BBS. Thank you, ladies. And we'll see you later. Next show that we have is on Wednesday. And tomorrow, which is Tuesday, we have our 5:30 Pacific time energetic cord release, $20. Bye, everybody. Blessings.
Bye, all. Thank you, Ron.